Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to... Oops, I have my notes for, and that's why you drink open.
What's that?
I don't know. It's something in a different timeline in a different universe. Mm. It says cults and serial killers. Wrong podcast.
Who would listen to a podcast about those things?
Only sickos.
Oh.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read one-star reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I'm Christine.
I'm Alex, and... Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our 10th episode.
That's amazing.
It is.
We are very proud to have made it this far, and thank you to everyone who has joined us in this beginning journey.
Yes, and I feel like it's only getting more and more fun.
Yes, I was saying that earlier.
Each episode now, I'm enjoying more and more when it comes to like the research, interacting with people online.
It's just still funny. Like, it's always funny to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't get old.
It does not get old.
I mean, this is literally only episode 10. Maybe we'll feel worse in episode 100, but fingers crossed.
Catch us then. Let us know.
Let us know what we said.
Yes.
Make us feel better. Hey guys, so before we get started, I think Alexander had something to read.
Oh yeah. In honor of my favorite restaurant ever, Marissa wrote in a nice message on Facebook, and I'd like to read it.
Okay.
Hey guys, had a little anecdote to go along with Alex's Cracker Barrel love. I was eating at one here in Fort Worth with my family and texting my best friend at the time about it. Side note, she's Mexican. I had told her where we were, and she thought it was a restaurant just for white people shaped like a barrel. I had to set her straight on that one. We were in high school at the time, and I still can't believe that's what she thought. Keep up the great work, y'all. How amazing. I feel like her friend was not that far off, though.
I mean, I was going to say, oh.
Shaped like a barrel. White people.
I could
say.
That's
Cracker Barrel.
That's you at a Cracker Barrel. Speaking of some little redemption stories, I didn't tell you this, but I actually pulled a Waffle House review.
No.
I just felt a little bit like it needed a comeback.
Yeah,
after
please.
Last week.
Please.
So this is a 5-star review of the Waffle House on Piedmont Road in Atlanta, Georgia. From Damien. I know it sounds crazy, but nothing insane happened. The waitress was happy. The waitress was happy and did a great job, and the food was cooked just right. No fights, no crazy people throwing things, no cars backing into the store. Just a great visit.
No orgies?
No orgies.
Wow.
No techno dance parties at the griddle.
Remind me to avoid that Waffle House then. Oh, that's nice, though. See?
So,
it is possible.
It's possible. Thanks, Damien.
Thanks,
it's rare,
Damien.
But it's possible.
It's possible. I like that.
Okay, cool. So we are going to get into the theme and the challenge. But first, we wanted to announce a little something.
Yeah, and it's something that we want to hear what you think.
It's something...
About it. Is
okay.
That sentence
so you
make
sound
sense?
Like a review right now. We just want to hear what you guys think, so let us know. Weird.
Isn't that basically what I just said?
But in a much more concise
okay.
fashion.
Anyway, we're planning on starting a Patreon. And when it comes to tiers, we have some ideas, but we'd rather hear what you would be interested
in. If anything.
If anything.
And if not, don't say mean things.
Or do.
say them to Alexander.
Yeah, tell me what you really think.
So we're thinking like maybe submitting topics, voting on the next topic or challenger theme, maybe getting like a bonus review every month, access to our theme song. I don't know. We're thinking of some other fun ideas. So kind of how should they send us in thoughts, emails?
Anything. Email.
Email's probably, best
with Patreon in the subject. That would be great. Our email is beach2sandy@gmail.com.
And we'll kind of try and formulate some ideas. And obviously, no pressure. You don't need to donate.
Of course.
This is just a fun bonus thing we're thinking of adding.
Yeah, because we do want to provide extra content.
Because we also have a lot of fun doing it.
Exactly. And it would be great, I think, if we could get something like that started.
So let's try it.
Yeah, let's send us your ideas. We might then put it up to a poll on Facebook.
A poll on Facebook might be.
Yeah, so look out for that.
Or Instagram stories. I don't know.
Or Twitter. They all have polling.
Oh, yeah. Polling places.
We'll figure out. Polling, yes.
Hanging chads.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so if, you know, no pressure either way. If everyone's like, we don't want that, then that's fine too. But we thought we'd throw it out there and hear what you think before we make it based on our own thoughts.
Yeah, please. Please reach out.
So, cool. That being said, keep an eye out for all of that on our social media.
And we also have another announcement that we're going to make at the at the end of the episode.
Right. This is a big episode, guys.
Oh, episode 10. That's... So stay tuned for that. We're going to announce that
before we announce the... And that's just for everyone, not just
that's for... Oh, yeah, that's Patreon. For everyone. Yep. Everyone. Everyone.
What? Patreon everyone? Everyone?
Yeah.
Do you need a break?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to now get into the theme. This theme this week was museums in Boise, Idaho.
And I gave you the challenge of finding a review of a park that was a positive review that mentioned squirrels.
Yes.
And I wanted it to be a review that the squirrels were a positive part and not
were integral to the positive.
Exactly.
Review. Yes, I understand.
Oh, you seem confident that you found something.
I understand. Oh, I'll just leave it at that.
Leave it at that. That's coming up. But okay. First, let me hear what you found for museums in Boise, Idaho.
Okay, here we go. So this is a review by Alex. Hopefully not you, because otherwise we have something to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Of the Children's Museum of Idaho.
One of my favorite places, so I've written many reviews of it, so it might be mine.
So my odds are this is you. Mm-hmm. However, it is a 1-star, so probably not you, since you seem very overeager about this museum.
Yes.
Now to clarify, you have not actually been to this museum?
I have never been to Boise, okay. Idaho.
I thought maybe on your ice fishing trips you somehow ended up there.
No.
Okay.
That was Minnesota.
This is by Alex. 1-star. May I spell lame with 3 letters?
What?
May I spell... Now, please know there are 3 L's at the beginning of this word lame. May I spell lame with 3 letters just to signify my disappointment?
Wait, does he clarify this?
No.
Was he trying to say 3 L's?
I think they think this is just a dig.
But what does it mean by 3 letters?
Truly, I have no idea.
Okay.
Why would Google even list the weird place as open?
Oh.
Took my little kids there while visiting Boise area just to figure out the place is not open until December. They are still building it. Why would anyone want to list it as open? And why write a positive 5-star review about a place that does not yet exist? Wishful thinking? Contractors looked clean and tidy? Is it the way they do business here in Boise? You tell me. Sorry, I don't know what it means.
Okay, but I kind of agree with him about writing a 5-star review about something that isn't even open yet. However, he wrote a 1-star review about something that's not even open yet.
May I spell lame with and 3 letters?
tried way too hard for a review that... For a place that wasn't even open. I actually saw that place on Google review. I hadn't seen that review, but they had responded and said, oh yeah, that was a mistake with Google. We're not sure why
our website said December.
Exactly. And so this guy's gonna
They actually
bring down their rating because...
Yes, they are. Actually, Google corrected at one point, not Google, the museum responded and said, oh, no, our website listed it as December. We're sorry if Google, there was a miscommunication and they listed it wrong. And then the person was like, well, December's a terrible time to go to the museum. It's too cold. And I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
They can't win. Some people just can't let them win.
We've found that with the research we've done, we found that places just can't win sometimes.
Like, you can't fight it. You just can't beat these people. Gotta... Like,
they're just going to... I mean, you can't fight the stupidity of some reviewers.
The trolls are outnumbering us all.
Yes.
Okay, so do I have a second one? Do I just do it?
Go for it. Okay. Yeah.
This is a review of the Old Idaho Penitentiary, which...
I want to see that
sounds
place.
Sounds like it's not a museum, but it is.
Oh.
And this is by Steven.
Also one star?
This is also one star. My wife and I arrived at the small penitentiary at 4:20. Expecting to be able to spend 40 minutes exploring and taking photographs before the advertised 5 p.m. close. The desk clerk referred us to her manager, who seemed to gain great delight in telling us we had missed final entry by only a few minutes. I told him we were in Boise for only one day, having traveled from the UK to road trip coast to coast. I asked if I might take a couple of photographs from the door just in front of us. He said he would have to charge me if I did, so I agreed to pay. He sneered that they had already closed the tills, and that he would not take my money. My wife and I love the U.S. and visit often because of the welcome we generally receive from Americans. This badly dressed, uncaring public employee Jobsworth spoiled our day in Boise. Given the opportunity to delight us, he chose to deny us.
Oh.
It was deep.
What a nice play on words, kind of.
And he seemed to get a lot of satisfaction from doing so. Boise Penitentiary, we'll remember you for your uncaring, sneering arrogance. Steven.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Gosh. People take things way too seriously.
Oh, you know the kid working there was like, please, God, no.
Yeah, seriously.
We're closing. I feel anyone who worked in retail, I just feel that, like, that pain of, like, someone walks in the door as the place is closing up and everyone wants to go home.
I hate those reviews where they're like, they're still supposed to be open for 5 more minutes. They refuse to serve me.
It's wanted to get my entire soccer team 13 ice cream cones each, and you won't serve me. You poorly dressed Jobsworth. Is that a thing?
British wit right there.
It is now.
Yeah. And also... How did they describe the manager becoming delighted?
Right. This is actually very
I thought that
poetic.
Poetic, but not in a good way. In a very bad, bad way.
Right. Unpoetic, I think is what that is.
That's it.
Yeah. The desk clerk referred us to her manager, who seemed to gain great delight in telling us we had missed final entry by only a few minutes.
No, they did not gain such great delight. That's not... Why? They see people every single day and probably turn away people every single day. Exactly.
They want to go home and watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and they don't want to deal with you running around and keeping them late.
Oh my God, people...
Ugh, Steven.
Steven!
Thank you, but... Ugh.
I have one more.
Ooh, okay.
Sorry.
No.
Oh, wait. No. This is the one we both found.
Oh, that's right.
What do we do? You go
how
first.
How about, yeah.
You guys, we did a thing where we accidentally found the same review.
Yeah, and...
we got a little overeager.
Because we told each other ahead of time, okay, I got a review from this place, I got a review from this place. Okay, well, I didn't look at those places, so here are mine. Anyway, long story short, then...
We both decided to add a little bonus one, and yeah, we happened to pick the same one from the same website.
It just happened that way.
Whoops-a-daisies. Okay, so you tell yours first, and then we'll figure out what to do with the number three.
Okay, I have two.
Okay.
This is a one-star review from Emily of the Boise Art Museum. I actually found a museum I did not like. And that museum is the Boise Art Museum. Maybe it was just the current exhibit that was on display. Maybe it is because I grew up in New York City.
Oh, God.
Which has a vast variety of museums.
Come on. Wait, does it really, though? I've never heard that before.
Well, they have
more
like,
than Boise?
Probably like maybe they have like five in New York. I think Boise has about four.
Right. Including that penitentiary. So it might be a little misleading.
Exactly. Or maybe it's because my schooling at art school was a totally different medium than the art displayed at this museum.
I'm going to push this person off a
cliff. I knew you would love this person.
I'm going to push this person off a cliff.
But whatever it was, I could not appreciate most of the artwork shown here. The museum itself was very small, which I felt was not worth the price it's marked. Even so, I've enjoyed even smaller museums than this one. The current exhibit, which took up half the museum, reminded me of what Muppets would look like on crack.
Ooh, I'm sure this person has quite an arts degree.
Yes, but I see that's something I would want to see.
Oh, I'm fascinated.
Muppets on crack? Sign me up.
Send me. That sounds very avant-garde. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this person's talking
Especially
about.
Especially for Boise.
Manhattan.
No, I don't know Boise, but from what I've read in other reviews and like the fact that they only have a few art museums, like, hey.
Oh, no, you just insulted Boise.
I know,
we're
I
not,
really did,
We're not
going
to forget.
My girlfriend was born in Idaho, so that means that...
So you're in big fucking trouble.
Well, I thought that would kind of redeem me a little bit, and it was a loving jab.
Har, har, har.
Oh, shoot. I'm from Ohio. Anyway, now I insulted people from Ohio. Oh, okay. Let me move on.
You're a train wreck.
The rest of the museum was a bit better, but it was distracting and odd to me how you can mix up the art period so sporadically. One minute you're looking at a sake jug from the 1800s. The next minute you're looking at a painting made 2 years ago. And it jumps back and forth like this. I'm used to museums like the Guggenheim or the MoMA where work periodically progresses, so you can enjoy the eras in which art came from. Some of the newer artwork was also a bit insulting, since it seemed like things I was painting or sculpting before I even went to high school. It also didn't have much variety, as it seems like it only showed, at the time I visited, only two different themes. I did, however, like Boise Art Museum's Art in the Park event. At least that's free admission and has more variety of work.
Fucking white wine for you to drink.
Oh yeah, only the best. Items for sale are also way overpriced, in my opinion. End of review.
I'm used to the Guggenheim, but this Idaho Museum is way overpriced for my budget.
They had some, yeah.
What an insane person.
See, that is insulting.
Oh, that is the most condescending thing I've ever heard.
Exactly. Well,
maybe
they,
it's just because the art I studied in art school was a different level than this sake jug from the 1800s. I made that in eighth grade.
I was making sake jugs in eighth grade, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they reviewed so many places.
Oh, no.
So many. And I found a museum in New York that she had reviewed.
Oh, no.
And just part of it, I'm not going to read any of it, but I like, she did say that the Museum of Sex in New York is prejudiced against short people because she's 4'11" and her neck hurt from looking up for 2 hours to read things.
I thought it was going to be because they didn't feature short people in the sex exhibits. I really did. I was like, what the fuck?
No, it had to do with the height of like the placards.
That, what?
Yeah.
The, maybe it's so children don't read it, you know? You think of that?
I don't.
Ugh.
It's so weird though. I read through so many reviews that this person had written, and so many of them were very reasonable, very well thought out, very... I don't know. And then you get those condescending ones that is like, what?
Your real colors.
Yeah.
Sharon.
Yeah.
What's their name?
Emily.
Again? Whatever.
And one other thing that I did find.
Yes.
Something that did make me appreciate Emily a little bit more.
Okay.
They gave a 4-star review of Guy Fieri's Vegas Kitchen.
Oh my God. We did just post about his birthday, huh?
Yes. And I have been to that place.
Have you?
Place. Yeah.
Where is that?
In Vegas.
Oh, you would.
I just said it's his Vegas kitchen.
I wasn't listening
okay,
to you.
I didn't think so. You hear Guy Fieri and your mind just goes, yeah.
I hear you and I just shut my brain.
Oh, that's what it is. Off. Okay. Well, yes. Yeah, so that was nice to see. They can appreciate the finer things in life.
Oh, I thought you were going to read it. So it was a positive review of that.
Yeah.
Oh, so their standards are really high then.
Yeah. Well,
no wonder they didn't like an art museum.
They said that the fondue dippers were the best thing that they have ever eaten in their life.
I mean, they didn't go to culinary school, so I guess that's fair.
True.
Jesus.
True. But that was that reveal. That was Emily for everyone.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
For that bullshit.
Oh.
That was really rude.
No, it was rude. Okay, I did also find a review from Pete.
Okay.
Of the Boise Art Museum.
Oh, same one?
Mm-hmm. Waste of time and money and my own existence.
V, at least he's fucking dynamic with his review.
And it's funny, I'm looking at it and how I put in my notes was as a screenshot and their profile picture is of a duck. So I can just look at this duck.
So his existence means a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Right.
Why do people design and exhibit crap? And why did I pay for it? Do you know what? I feel cheated. There is this exhibition of this person's, quote, artwork done using reflectors. The same sort of thing you get on bicycles. And he had arranged them in pretty patterns. That's all there was to it. Nothing else. It looked all right when you shined a torch at it. How much do these people get paid? Because it's too much. Don't waste your money here, because I already did. Oh, and you can't take photos. Why would you? End of review.
So maybe they should have swapped out and he could have gone to the Muppets on Crack exhibit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That seems more up his alley. Yeah.
Pete, I think maybe he would have enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Would have maybe wanted to take a photo of that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the Boise Art Museum.
Wow. It sounds like a place I want to be at now. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday.
Yeah.
Take me there. Okay. So here's the review that we both found. How do you want to do
this? It's of the Museum of Mining and Geology.
It is not shocking to me that we both immediately looked at the Museum of Mining and Geology.
With our metallurgy background. Almost forgot the word.
Metallurgy. That's how important it is to us.
Mm. Well, yeah, this is a 1-star review from Robert. Why don't you begin?
Should we do sentence by sentence?
Sentence by sentence.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is episode 10. We're going crazy.
Oh, boy. Trying out some new spicy things.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read the caption?
Yes.
Free but rude employees.
Rude, inconsiderate person behind the desk.
Waste of time.
Mr. or Miss Don't Touch Anything person.
We didn't touch anything in the building, but the person yelled at us and we said, okay.
Then the person said, don't you understand English?
Wow, not reasonable at all.
Sad, angry people in there.
I guess gold fever turned into gold brain damage. Robert. So proud of that last line.
Yeah. I don't really understand it, but...
No.
But...
They're in a rock museum, and the person's like... I'm sorry, that was probably offensive to geologists, but...
They're in a rock museum.
But they're saying, don't touch that. There's a reason that this person is repeatedly telling you to stop touching things.
Yeah. And if someone had to say, do you not understand English, they're probably still just doing it over and over again.
Maybe they don't. I mean,
yeah, maybe.
That last line is questionable at best.
Well, I actually found a redemption.
You did?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, a friend of mine, John, he messaged me about the World Center for Birds of Prey.
I looked at this and I couldn't.
They had so many positive reviews. Yes. And they were so reasonable, so
you
many of them.
You could find 15 birds of prey there, in case anyone's wondering.
And these reviews were just so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And there was someone, I even saw someone who gave cons and explained why it wouldn't be for everyone.
Right.
And gave 5 stars.
Oh, that's the world.
It made me so happy.
That's an alternate universe I want to live in.
Exactly. So this place seems amazing. Everyone check it out.
Uh-huh.
I know I will if I end up in Boise at some point.
I absolutely will not, because I'm afraid of birds.
That's true.
I'll go to the Rock Museum.
But here's what Robert had to say. 5 stars. Neat place to be edumacated on raptors and stuff. I bought the year pass because I'm rich and can afford it.
Oh. Wait, is this a 5-star?
Yes. Oh. JK, because it supports a great cause.
Got chuckle.
Got a calendar with the year pass. Go birds! That's it. There's so many like adorable reviews of like with like, about kids enjoying it and stuff.
Just and like dad jokes. I really, right.
Yeah, and I really liked Roberts, who was very
Robert
enthusiastic.
Sounds like
a winner.
Stepdad.
Oh yeah.
Go birds.
Go birds.
I love my calendar.
Someone also wrote a review of it, a 5-star one, as a haiku.
Wow.
Yeah, people Boise. Were all about that place.
You're coming in hot.
People were all about that place. Yeah, check out the World Center for Birds of Prey.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is it about time for my presentation?
I think it's about time for the squirrels.
Lay Should I get me. My PowerPoint out?
Please tell me there are pictures involved here.
It's a lot of word art.
Oh yes.
So okay.
Only for patrons.
Yeah, that's a good one. You get my creepy slideshow with a lot of custom. What's it called when they bounce into the screen?
Transitions?
Custom transition.
I don't know. We want people to support us on Patreon.
We do? Oh, I mixed it up. Okay. If you donate on Patreon, then you don't have to look at my cool PowerPoints. Okay. This is my challenge was to find a positive review of a park that mentions squirrels, mm-hmm. In which ideally the squirrels are integral to the positive review.
Yes.
So I was minding my own business, did not cheat until I was on tour for this other podcast about murders that, you know, you wouldn't want to know about.
You
that.
A groupie?
What?
You're a groupie?
Yeah,
and you follow a podcast about
I do.
Murder?
I'm trying to keep it on the DL, but
okay.
So I was following them around and I was in Texas and I got a text from a certain someone named Allie, who happens to be your girlfriend. I hope I don't start in an argument tonight between
oh,
you.
Oh no. That's fine.
Because
no,
I have to get some sleep tonight.
She has great ideas.
But I did get a text from Allie. I did feel a little bit like I was in House of Cards because it was like, hey. It was like, I got some secret intel and it was like, but don't. It was like, keep it on the
table. I mean, I can already tell. I know what she's talking about.
I chucked my phone off a bridge afterward, killed a few people, and here I am.
So, wait, where is Allie, by the way? I haven't seen her in weeks.
You ready for slide two?
Yes.
Collateral damage.
Yeah.
So, point being, she texts me and she goes, I just listened to the latest episode. I want you to know that my hometown of Longview, Washington hosts an annual squirrel fest.
It sure does.
So.
I've been there multiple times.
So you knew about this.
I know about the squirrel. That's why I said I know where this is going because I know.
Blaze literally
their
said,
obsession.
I guarantee you he knew about this already. And
I wasn't thinking about that when I gave you that.
I figured
challenge.
It was in your subconscious somewhere.
Somewhere, because whenever we go there, you drive under squirrel bridges.
Oh, I'll tell you about squirrel
bridges.
Oh,
okay. Sorry. That's
in there. My next word.
I'm getting ahead of
it. It has to spin in. It'll take about 6 minutes. So, Longview also features squirrel bridges. The most famous being Nutty Narrows.
I did not know they were named. I
which like holds the world records for both narrowest bridge and narrowest animal crossing.
Oh.
Now, Longview, Washington, mm-hmm. Allie's hometown, is very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do just love their squirrels, and it's precious. They also have the Longview Squirrel Fest every year. In fact, just this past year, the Squirrel Fest featured a special concert by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
No.
I'm not kidding.
Zoot Suit Riot?
Zoot Suit Riot. We missed it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm a little bummed.
Don't tell me Enya was there, too.
The Celtic Woman
the
was there.
Celtic Woman.
Right. So, obviously, at this point, I was like, well, let me in.
Mm.
Let me in right now. I need to know more. So, this is a review from Christopher of the Nutty Narrows Squirrel Bridge. I believe it's Civic Center is the park, or it's a little park.
Mm-hmm.
So Christopher says, wow, this does sound a lot like House of Cards. Hold on. Never mind. You'll see. While not confirmed by, quote, official sources, President Bill Clinton, after eating fish and chips at Cap'n Yobi's, George W. Bush and Barack Obama all visited this beloved location.
No. Why?
While not confirmed by, quote, official sources. I'm like, okay, Christopher. People...
I chose to ignore that part completely and just...
I just love that they put reality. Official sources in quotations. Like, I mean, it's not official, but word on the street is Bill Clinton ate some fish and chips, W. Bush, and Barack all showed up to see the Squirrel Bridge. Okay. Mm-hmm. People of all backgrounds travel to this place of spirituality to find clarity in life. No wonder Allie's such an odd bird. Within a few hundred feet, you can leave nuts of gratitude at the feet of the mysterious squirrel shrine. To this day, no one knows where this 20-foot tall squirrel statue came from, only appearing in the midst of a summer lightning storm. Without the Nutty Narrows Bridge, squirrel families would have been separated. Longview founding fathers as the nation's second planned city, I wonder if that's about official sources, I don't know, made sure that the Great Divide never occurred. This is a strong theory as to why the Great Squirrel appeared so... This is a strong theory as to why the Great Squirrel appeared so long ago. Hashtag local, hashtag travel, hashtag squirrel.
Oh my gosh.
I was like peeing my pants at the official sources. Oh, okay. Okay, find some clarity at the Nutty Bridges.
That's so
Nutty Narrows. So, then I felt a little bit like I had cheated. Like I was Kevin Spacey, but before he was outed for all the terrible, terrible things.
Yes.
Right. So this is, so I pulled up a couple like little reviews of other parks. Now I wanted to actually prove to my, I wanted to test this theory out. It is incredibly easy to find positive reviews about squirrels in parks.
Is it really?
Like, incredibly easy.
Oh, weird.
Like, I had many, many to choose from, and I think the reason is that squirrels are not native to every country.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I was
That's true.
People were... I'll just read it to you.
Our childhood was like, squirrels are a pest.
Squirrels and cicadas
people
galore.
People would shoot them because they wanted less of them.
Yeah, fewer of them. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm annoying.
You're right. You're right.
Susie had something to say about Griffith Park. Which is where we live,
yes,
nearby.
That we don't live in... We don't even live that close anymore.
We live at a squirrel bridge in Griffith Park. Yeah. We take the squirrel bridge to work.
It's close to House of Pies.
It is.
Maybe third favorite restaurant.
Oh my God. Okay. Susie says, on a beautiful hot day, we walked to Griffith Park. We didn't get to see any rattlesnakes, despite the warning signs.
Get to?
Bummer.
Oh my gosh.
But we did enjoy getting fairly close to a squirrel who was
why?
Who was enjoying a nut snack as we wandered by. Susie's adorable.
I love this.
I have one from Linda too. Of Griffith Park. My experience at Griffith Park was lovely. We don't have squirrels back home.
Oh.
And hope to see them during our stay in the United States. I could have watched them all afternoon.
Oh.
I know, it's so precious.
Okay.
I think that review also ended with, like, the toilets are also fairly clean.
Oh, well, good.
But anyway, these are very wholesome. Now, I have one that's a little off, but still a positive review.
Okay.
Of Central Park, I decided to pick... I was like, there can't be... Like, this maybe is an LA thing. Nope, it's everywhere.
Really?
Yep. Central Park, Dory... says, great park, beware of squirrels. The park is massive and full of fun adventures for children. The views are also amazing and it's definitely worth renting a bike. As a huge squirrel enthusiast, I ignored the Do Not Feed Wildlife sign and decided to offer peanuts to my ungrateful friends. As I offered the peanut, the squirrel decided to take my finger instead.
No.
I was handing out blood-soaked nuts for the rest of the day.
Oh. You ignore the signs. You do it anyway. You get bit. You start bleeding. And you keep going.
You bleed on the nuts.
Ew.
Dory is a squirrel enthusiast. Okay. There's more.
By Dory?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Please note that the city of New York has been monitoring the squirrel population for over 2 decades, and no cases of rabies have ever been reported. If you get bitten, it'll hurt, but you'll be perfectly fine. enjoy the park. Dory.
I can't imagine anyone reading that and thinking to themselves, oh, phew. Like, next time like, I'm going to put myself in the position where I might be bitten by a squirrel, but it's going to be okay.
I was wondering if maybe they wrote that so that people wouldn't comment, like, oh, my God, did you get a rabies shot?
Yeah, I guess. But like, who cares whether or not Dory got rabies?
Yeah, I don't think that's it at all. I think Dory just really wanted to advise other people to shove their fingers in squirrels' mouths.
Yes.
All right. So that's what I found.
That was wonderful.
Yikes.
I'm excited to go back to Longview now.
I mean, I'm excited to hitch a ride.
Yeah.
Stow away in your suitcase.
I'm going to be a groupie with you.
I think
up in Portland.
I'm going to that show. To the crime show? Crime show in Portland. that's what I always say. I think I might have to pay homage to the squirrel shrine.
Yeah.
And find clarity.
I don't remember seeing the 20-foot tall one. I have seen, like, you know how Cincinnati has flying pigs? They have squirrels in Longview.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do that.
Well, maybe the lightning storm hadn't struck yet.
That's it.
Which our savior appeared.
Well, we had that in Cincinnati.
What?
Touchdown Jesus got struck by lightning.
Oh, that is correct. Yes, yeah. That did happen.
Yeah.
Yes, on I-75.
Good times.
Cool. So I guess we're going to give a little exciting update and a review and a challenge, but we're going to do our little spiel first.
Yeah.
And it's good. You should listen because this is how you'll find out about cool stuff.
Cool stuff. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Beach2Sandy. Our Facebook is Beach2Sandy Water Too Wet. Our email is beach2sandy@gmail.com. And our website is beach2sandy.com.
Pretty easy, folks.
Pretty easy. Write in. Give us your suggestions for Patreon, your suggestions for reviews.
Mm-hmm. Like themes, locations, whatever you want.
Et cetera. Yep. And yeah, we like hearing from you.
We do. Now we have a fun little update.
Yes, a fun update.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Honor of our 10th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Switching things up a bit.
Yeah.
You guys right now are getting 4 episodes per month. Now you're getting a 5th. Can you jump in here?
You really practiced this, didn't you?
Yeah, no.
I was letting you do your thing.
I don't like it. Please jump in.
Let me pull up their slideshow real quick.
Oh, yeah.
We are have decided to add a kind of a monthly bonus episode for everybody, not just on Patreon, but just kind of a fun bonus episode that's sort of like listener contributions. So we're trying to figure out what to do with all the fun reviews people send in that they find all over the place online. And we thought the best way to do it is just kind of compile them in a monthly episode and read them for you guys.
Yeah. And right now we don't really have a structure to it. We're thinking just what people send us,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna just read because it's fun because right now we've been keeping it pretty, I don't know, just in this city, just this kind of review.
Yeah,
but it'll be fun to actually kind of branch out.
Well, we get so many random ones and we don't know what to do with them, but we want to share them. So this is like a fun way to just
shared some on like Twitter, like screenshots.
Yeah, you know, just like word vomit them all over.
Exactly,
you guys.
But like, for example, the sugar-free gummy bears.
Sure.
On Amazon,
there's
some hilarious reviews.
A lot of requests for that.
People have been telling us to just read them, but we haven't thought of how to wedge those into our episodes. So let's just make a whole new episode.
Right.
So starting in February, once a month, we're going to release a special episode that's made up of your contributions.
That's right. And we would love for you guys to send in more. We love seeing them and they're always really freaking funny and things we probably wouldn't have stumbled upon by ourselves. So send them in and hopefully we can start featuring them.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
All right.
So do you
I'm doing the
ready?
Challenge.
Yeah.
Right?
Are you ready for your theme?
Absolutely not.
Your theme was actually suggested by a listener, Stephanie.
Okay.
Strip clubs in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Does Guy Fieri's count?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me write this down.
His was my favorite. His was, I thought it was the classiest of the joints.
I mean, I do hear that the chicken strips are great, or whatever, the jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, best strip club buffet in all of Vegas.
Okay, so this is also something sent in by a listener. I actually had another idea that Alyssa sent me, our friend Alyssa.
Yeah.
And she suggested it, and I've I'm tweaking it in my brain, so I don't want to. I'll save that for next week. But this is an email we got from Campbell, and Campbell, I tweaked their idea too. But I was thinking that your challenge could be finding a 1-star review of a Trump hotel written by a Trump supporter.
Oh.
Does that work?
I think so.
Okay.
I'd say so.
They suggested Trump Hotel, but I think a challenge could be fun to like, that they were like really gung-ho.
Yeah.
But something besides the fact that it's the Trump Hotel made them not enjoy their stay.
Because I imagine there are many reviews on both sides, 1-star and 5-star reviews that have popped up.
Who probably didn't, have never been to those places. So if you can find something where someone is an outspoken, perhaps, Trump supporter and did not enjoy their time against all odds, maybe that could work.
Okay.
I guess we could also say all Trump properties, so a golf course, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You okay, Trump properties. Pick. Oh, man.
As long as it has the name in 40 feet Trump in gold letters on it, which it will. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. See, this is, so the White House counts in.
So does Guy Fieri's joint in Vegas.
So, okay. See, this will either make me very sad or very happy. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any in between. I'm not sure what to expect, which is why I'm...
You're going to go on a journey, which is why I'm glad that I'm leaving town to follow my groupie podcast around.
Yeah. If Allie ever pops up after, I don't know, after your talk she's about squirrels. Missing. Yeah. She's been missing. But she'll have to deal with whatever side this brings out in me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, this is a serious... Good luck with that. I'm out.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, guys, for listening. I know we just dumped a lot on you, but we appreciate you sticking with us to the end.
Hey. They've been asking for longer episodes. We're going to just talk their ears off.
Yeah, motherfucker. This is what you get.
But
careful what you wish for.
Yeah, seriously. But reach out to us. Let us know your ideas. Send in your reviews. And talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.